are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We give them away. You get to vote, if you like, on the things that you see on the front page. There's news articles there, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever you find online that you think's interesting. You can submit it right to the front page of the site. You can vote up the stuff you like, vote down what you don't, and then we'll use that as part of our show prep. We don't just use our own website as show prep. It's one of our show prep sources. But it's an important one because it lets us know what you, the listener, think is important. And the us tonight includes me, Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We have been, for those of you just tuning in, talking about racists. In this case, it's racists that are planning to move and have moved to a small town in North Dakota called Leith. Now, I think we've touched on this story in the past, but never really got into to any detail about it. And RT.com has a story that was just published today about a news update regarding the racists that are moving into Leith, North Dakota. Other white racists, white nationalist types. One of them is Craig Cobb. He is the man heading up this project, of which I don't believe there is an actual name.
I'm calling it the Bigot Town Project.
Bigot Town Project? That's good enough. I'm sure they would like their own white state project, but there's not enough of them for that one.
No.
Not even in North Dakota. So what has happened? Well, the Leith City Council approved the construction. I can't believe they even call this place a city. It has a population of 16. Anyway, they approved the construction freeze while it works on – it's a construction freeze on building, basically. So there's a moratorium now that Craig Cobb says is aimed at him. It's an ordinance – or excuse me, the construction freeze is while they work on an ordinance that would require any new buildings to install water and sewer systems. Currently, Cobb is living with three other male white supremacists and two children in a home with no water or sewer services.
How delightful.
Any resident who fails to comply with the new rules within 30 days could face fines or condemnation.
See, here's how Cobb can get around this. Don't call himself a resident. If he just says, I'm an inhabitant, then he doesn't have to comply.
Another ordinance currently works. I highly doubt that would be true, Daryl, but either way. Another ordinance currently in the works would also prevent tents and campers from being set up on lots for more than 10 consecutive days. Cobb has also been encouraging people to bring their tents and campers into the city and stay on his vacant lots. According to the local Bismarck Tribune, Cobb said the new ordinances were targeted at him and questioned why they were not considered until he arrived. Cobb said that, why now? Is it a wonderful coincidence that the movement of the moment that I show up, these are necessary? It's
now, this
patently
is,
unfair.
This is, well, this is his best stance as far as a legal remedy goes. Now, I don't think he can't do anything about the town being dissolved into the county.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as these building codes go, yeah, he's being targeted. There's no doubt about it from a legal standpoint because of his beliefs. Now, I don't agree with his beliefs, but that's not the way to go about doing things. If you, the best thing to do is just to dissolve the town into the county, and then the county can deal with him on their own. This guy, you know, I mean, it's their first shot at a plan, and it's going to fail. And if they wanted to do this, they would. What they really should do is just get motorhomes and go into a town where you can sort of vote immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Roll up in on you know, voting day, get motorhomes full of bigots, and you know, pull into the RV parking place, whatever. You know, maybe just a piece of property or whatever, and vote that day. Take over the town government in one fell swoop, and then you don't have as much to worry about.
Well, you would have to hope that town allowed write-in votes for municipal elections.
Yeah, you'd have to do some research.
And then have everybody make sure that they write in the same person and spell the name the same way.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Properly.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I hope they don't do that in New Hampshire.
I agree.
I think it is a good idea to have the racists move together to the same place because it will mean fewer racists here or fewer racists where you live, unless you live in Leith, North Dakota. And I do feel sorry for the people that live in Leith. I can understand why they're frustrated. Anyway, going on with the story, according to the local Bismarck Tribune, Cobb said that the new ordinances were targeted at him. Last month, in a separate interview on WXMB-TV in Bismarck, Cobb added, there's nothing wrong with people wanting to live near each other, he says. It's fine for all these other minorities, but not us, he said, according to Reuters.
The poor, subjected white people.
If you merely speak about it, you're going to be defamed in this country, he says. Leith City Councilman Lee Cook, however, said the city's moving in the right direction. Says, until this is resolved, we're not going to let our guard down. This is just the beginning, he said. Recently, Cobb gained an ally with the U.S. National Socialist Movement, one of America's largest neo-Nazi organizations, which decided to help him turn Leith into an all-white territory. City Attorney Tom Kelch told the Tribune that so far, the city has taken correct and appropriate steps to deal with the situation. Next week, the Leith City Council is scheduled to meet again and hold a second reading of the ordinances that it is crafting. Outside of creating ordinances to deal with Cobb, local residents have also protested his plans publicly. Last month, about 300 people, including 200 Native Americans living nearby, gathered around Leith City Hall as the National Socialist Movement detailed its plan to deintegrate the city. Should the new ordinances fail to convince Cobb to back down, the city council is also considering a plan that could disband the local government and turn over control to the county. Cobb holds dual citizenship in Canada and the U.S., so would that mean that he'd be able to vote if he holds citizenship?
Oh, he's got dual citizenship, sure.
Was arrested in Canada in 2010 for running a racist website out of Vancouver and on suspicion for willfully promoting hatred in the country. When he was released from custody, he fled before he could be officially charged with a crime. There's been no effort by Canada to extradite Cobb because the U.S. has not charged him with a similar crime in his its jurisdiction.
So I'm looking at the census data from Leith, North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and according to what is posted on Wikipedia, which I'm guessing is the correct census data, 6.3% of the town of 16 falls under the African-American category.
Mm.
So doing some quick math, that is one person.
Yep.
So I guess Cobb is trying to run this one black guy out of town.
Well, I imagine Cobb is probably obsessed over that in the town of Leith, because he's obsessed over race.
I hope the people in Leith elect the black guy as mayor just to spite the racist.
You think you even have a mayor in a town that size?
Well, if it's a city and they have a city council, then they would have a mayor.
I don't know how many people are on the town council in Leith, but there's a good odds the black guy's already on the town council.
I want him to be mayor.
Or her,
if it's a woman.
Or it could just very well be somebody who felt funny when they felt they felt like being humorous when they filled out a Census Bureau form.
Certainly.
Now, look, I am no fan.
When the census worker came by my house, I refused to answer that question.
You actually saw a census worker?
Yeah, she came by my house.
I filled out the form and answered the only two questions that the Constitution says are to be answered on a census. And then just returned it. Then they sent me another one. I answered those same questions and then just wrote a bunch of, like, gold is money sort of slogans all over the thing and then mailed it back and never heard from the census people.
Well, this guy is crazy. That's probably what they said to them.
Well, this lady, when she came by, I felt that she had all kinds of invasive questions, so I asked them about her house and then wrote them down.
You got out a piece of paper and
yeah, I was just asking him, well, how many people live at your house? Just wrote all that information down. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have a race. I don't fill that stuff out on any form at all. I don't think it brings anybody together and doesn't answer any good questions.
I'd like to point out here, I do not like racists, but I will stand up for people's property rights, even scumbag racists, although I won't do very much standing up for them. I'll just say here that I think that the town should leave him alone, let him have his damn trailer on his land or whatever, and ignore him.
I wonder if he has a couch in his yard.
By going after him, they're giving him more publicity. He's getting international press because of them going after him. If they were to just ignore him and then, you know, just leave the town if you don't like this guy being there.
Well, it costs money to leave the town.
Yeah, I know.
Disband the town.
All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-453. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we share with you, so please enjoy. Go to freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
To get the best home loan, you're going to need, well, good rates. I mean, it's good time. You want to get the rates when you can get them, the best time to get them. You're going to need a property that's going to appraise for the amount that you need, a job or a business of your own that'll give you the income to qualify for a loan, and The ability to take yes for an answer. Well, right now, we've got those best rates. They're nearly all-time lows. If you've if you have the needed appraised value and the employment you need for the earnings, and you can make that decision to move forward, you should do it now rather than waiting 2 months from now, because when the new, with the new year is going to come a bunch of new rules that are going to make it more difficult to get the loan. Whether you get it or not, you're still going to have that much more time and energy put into getting it. So save yourself the trouble and get your refi or your home now because you don't want to miss these amazing rates. Contact Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. The number is 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They'll work hard to make sure you get the right mortgage for you. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about these scumbag racists that are moving into Leith, North Dakota. Well, there's only been a handful of them so far. Three of them are living with a man named Cobb. His name's Craig Cobb. He is a hate monger, a sicko, and he's trying to encourage other people like him to move to Leith, North Dakota. Now, we, on Free Talk Live, appreciate diversity. We like gay people, people of different colors, on Free Talk Live. In the Liberty Movement, I would say the Free State Project is a very, very welcoming place. The Free State Project is an idea of moving people who love liberty all together to the same place and having them get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So, if there's similarities between the two groups, it's only that there's an encouragement of people who have a similar mindset to move to the same place.
And now, it's mostly white male.
The Free State Project.
Well, I think the ones like all white. The other, we're trying as hard as we can to increase diversity.
Yeah, you're not going to see the big gay dance party happening in Leith, North Dakota.
God, absolutely not.
I would pay money for that.
On Craig Cobb's
I would pay money
park.
For that.
It would be good entertainment there.
So, you know, in the Liberty Movement, we focus on, or at least our end of it, there's a certain violent wing of the Liberty Movement that I'm not particularly interested in having moved to New Hampshire. But at least in our peaceful wing of the Liberty Movement, we encourage peace, we encourage love, you know, understanding, forgiveness, and looking at least I encourage people looking at their fellow man and woman as, you know, just like your brother or sister or loved one or whatever. I mean, we're all humans and that's that. But there certainly is a truth to the idea that when anybody comes into a place with the idea of changing things, there's going to be some pushback.
Yeah.
And in the case of Craig Cobb, he's getting pushback from the town government, who doesn't like that the people in the government there don't like that he's there. And of course, in a town of 16, the people in the government are basically the people in the town to some extent. So we've encountered some pushback here in New Hampshire. Here in Keene, for instance, there are people in the government that do not like the fact that people who love liberty are moving to New Hampshire. And they're suing, for instance, me and some other activists for doing Robin Hooding, which is going around and saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. And there are a group of people who definitely are vehemently against the fact that liberty activists are moving here. But it's a relatively small group of people. We have, despite the fact that they have talked about having protests out in front of my house, they haven't actually done that. Whereas Craig Cobb had 300 people apparently protesting the fact that he had moved to Leith. If somebody did come out and protest in front of the LRN studios, then I'd probably come out with cookies or something like that.
You got cookies?
I think, yeah, of course.
Where are they?
This house.
Some of the Robin Hooders have actually gone down to Central Square with
baked
pizza and cupcakes. And found
cupcakes.
No protesters.
I know. That's why I got some cupcakes, and we need more of them.
Well, the protesters did go out a few times, to give them credit, Daryl.
Right. But the following week, after knowing that they were out for about two consecutive weeks, they went out the next week to give them cupcakes, and they weren't there.
Homemade cupcakes.
They went out a week later, and again, they weren't there.
Right. Well, I mean, the protest movement has never been very deep in Keene. There have been people who have spoken out against liberty activists, and they will continue to do that, especially when they're hiding behind their phones on local talk radio. And there have occasionally been people who have actually come out and held a sign to be anti-Free Keen or anti-liberty or whatever it is that they wanted to communicate. Only recently has the protest movement here, the counter Free State movement, I guess you want to call them that, only recently have they grown to the maturity level of being able to go out to protest more than once. Usually a protester will come out once and they'll never be seen or heard from again. They actually have come out more than once. They actually have a couple different anti-Free Keen, anti-Free Stater Facebook groups on Facebook. But when they go out into real life, it really doesn't amount to very much. So I think that that's some indication that, you know, we do have a message of peace. If our message was not peaceful, maybe there would be a larger protest contingent against the liberty activists here.
And that's sort of one of the things that happens is that, the Free Keener types just love themselves a good protest, even if it's against them. And they rush out to find the protesters so that they can then talk to the protesters mm-hmm. about their issues. The protesters who are, confused and befuddled and ignorant on the issues are then pummeled with all kinds of new information, never get an opportunity to really get the protest experience that they may have thought that they were going to have, whatever that might have been. And they're, they walk away kind of,
confused.
That really accomplished anything. And I don't know that I think that the Free Keeners think the things that I thought they thought earlier. Yeah. Like, they just, they walk away confused.
And then they post on Facebook something about, those Free Keeners don't let us exercise our First Amendment rights. They come out and try to talk to us and...
Right. Shut up, I'm protesting.
Yeah. It's like, no, this is how free speech works. Like,
I came out to say something...
And then I can say something to you in response to what you say.
I came out to reach people with my message. Not you.
Right, yeah, they didn't like that I'd come out with a video camera and was trying to record things.
The real media is not here.
You're going to stand out in public.
Define real media. So and if it's registered with the state, you're registered with the state.
That's true. I am actually with the state Supreme Court. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, it's got to be hard to hate people who aren't hateful. Like, we're preaching loving your neighbor and, allowing your neighbor to be free. These are not hate-filled messages. 855-453, you can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And the the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online.
It's the ProXPN toll free line.
Oh, well, that's great news. I didn't know that they were sponsoring the toll-free line.
Didn't I give you that email?
No, maybe if you emailed me. I'm a little behind on email at the moment, but if you want something important to say to me, you should say it in person. I guess you're doing that now. So it's not to say that SACL has pulled their sponsorship of the show. They are still sponsoring Free Talk Live. They just... Jason Osborne with SACL wants what's best for Free Talk Live.
That's true. And ProXPN really sort of is a great sponsor for the phone line.
I thought they were just coming on to sponsor the CAN page on the website, so that's all I knew about.
Nope, doing the phone lines too.
Well, then the toll-free line is now brought to you by ProXPN. Very exciting.
Excellent. So, and Jason Osborne, who is one of the principals over there at SACL CAI, also does the School Sucks Project podcast. He is one of the crew there. It's a podcast and a call-in show, and they do YouTube stuff, and they've got a web community over there. And they talk about real education issues, and what they attempt to do is deconstruct state indoctrination. School and education are not the same thing. In fact, they can be diametrically opposed. This is one of the things I was talking with my wife about just like yesterday, day before it might have been, is I really hate the idea of how school has you abdicate your responsibility as a young person for education. Because once you have a place to go to learn and a person from whom you learn, then... sort of all the other education that you really get in life just becomes less relevant. And the education is your responsibility. It's the responsibility of each individual. And that's the kind of thing they talk about at SchoolSucksProject.com. Go check them out, SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Let's go back, or to the phones, rather, where we've got Abel on the line calling from New Hampshire on Skype. Hello, Abel. We have Abel.
Hi.
Hey, there he is. Go ahead.
Well, great to talk to you all.
Yeah, you sound good. Go ahead, Abel.
Yeah. In talking about these guys from, North Dakota or Idaho, I don't know, wherever they're planning to have their little white supremacist...
Leith, North Dakota.
...cabal. They're, in fact... you know, I agree with y'all that they get to go and be wherever they want and think the way they want. And I, you know, I have no problems with that. But all the sudden in the middle of this conversation, Ian comes up with freedom people. Some of us are violent. And I just don't believe that. I don't accept that. You know, I think that we're ready for self-defense, and that is a whole different thing than saying, you know, we're all prepped for violence.
I didn't say you're all prepped for violence.
I'm not fearful.
I said there's
a
violent wing of the liberty movement. Daryl, what were you going to say?
There are some people that consider themselves to be, you know, liberty-minded that have posted online that if there was a Kill Your Congressman Day, that they would kill Gabby Giffords.
And
that is certainly violent.
And their congressperson, and tagged their congressperson on Facebook when they said it.
You're talking about Chris Cantwell, by the way, who's called the show a number of times. So there's one example for you, Abel. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think he is being honest. I don't think he's,
you don't think he's being
actually
honest?
Presenting truth. You know,
why would somebody want to lie about wanting to kill someone?
Oh, no. He has no interest in killing Gabby Giffords.
He
That's
writes
ridiculous.
About it. He wrote an article about it. Of course, he has an interest.
It's
not
philosophical
a joke.
Position. It doesn't involve bullets.
Well, Abel, I don't disagree that at this point he hasn't done it, but he did write on Facebook and tag his congressperson that if he had the opportunity and it was Kill Your Congressperson Day and he could get away with it, that he would kill the person that he tagged. How would you feel if there was a Kill a Free Stater Day and somebody tagged your name in it? Because I would feel threatened.
Well, I think we may be approaching that, but we'll probably, as far as the powers that be, there will never be a, you know, Kill Your Congressman Day.
Agreed. You're dodging the question, Abel. The fact
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that you know, Chris is, you know, and I'm not happy generally with his, you know, the way he expresses all of this.
He wants to be offensive. He wants to offend as
it's
many
worked
people.
For him. For yeah. Chris Cantwell's website has peaked up over the Free State Projects. It's getting as close as Reason.com and LouRockwell.com, some of the biggest liberty-oriented websites.
Not that big.
So all of you, Daryl, Mark, Ian, tell me which one of you thinks there's going to be an okay day for killing congressman.
It's never okay to take
When is it going to be announced? When is it going to be open season?
It's not ever, but I'm not going to open
so the wait. If we're going to play, you know, 20 questions here, okay, it's never going to happen, Abel. How would you feel, though, if you were tagged? If it was Kill a Free Stater Day, and somebody tagged your name, would you still feel threatened by that person?
Someone tagged your name and said, I would kill Abel Freeman.
A person that you've never met, don't know how to get a hold of, could be lurking around the corner. That sounds like a threat to me. I mean, I just don't know. Let me tell you how I would feel.
It is a hollow threat. It is,
okay.
It, you know, the truth is.
I believe that's the case.
I agree with you. I don't think Chris Cantwell is a
street stater.
Abel, I agree with you. I don't think Chris Cantwell is going to commit that violence. But the fact is,
thank you.
Well,
but Abel, Chris Cantwell.
Abel, let me take this real quick. Abel, this is an incredible threat. If somebody tagged me, or they tagged my wife in this, and then, you know, what happens if I'm seeing people around that I'm like, I feel threatened by it. Somebody gets capped over this. Because, you know, I feel the threat. This isn't okay. Just because you and I don't think it's going to happen doesn't mean that the victim doesn't think it's going to happen. If I drive my car home tonight and I get in the left-hand lane, you know, I'm at oncoming traffic, and I pull over, and somebody, you know, they're trying to get out of the way, and they smash into the side rails, even though, well, I wasn't actually going to hit them. This is a threat.
You know, it was a friggin' qualified threat based on...
It's amazing. You know, I mean, listening to you contort yourself... Threat. Listening to you contort yourself to try to take Chris Cantwell's side on this.
You know, Chris Cantwell, I don't take his side on.
So was it okay what he wrote?
My point is to just randomly, you know, spout out that liberty people want to kill people.
I didn't say that. I said there was a violent wing to the liberty movement, and there absolutely is a group of people in the liberty movement who are constantly talking. Hold on, Abel. You've been yammering on here quite a bit. I'm just going to turn you down a little bit there. Look, there's a violent wing to the liberty movement. To deny it is to deny what people are out there saying. You can say that Chris Cantwell doesn't mean what he says. As Mark pointed out, maybe the victim might think differently. It doesn't really matter. He's saying things that are advocating for or okay with the idea of committing violence against government agents, and you're defending it, Abel.
Does anyone in the world believe in, you know, that counts within the government, believe that there will be a day where it's okay to kill congressmen?
You're ignoring the point that I'm trying to make. Let's go back to the reason why you called. You're saying I'm alleging everyone in the liberty movement's violent. That's not the case.
I don't allege that.
There are gun polishing types who they love to just fantasize about violence against the state, and those people exist. To deny that they exist is not reality, and I don't want to associate.
I think it's those ideas. It's such a slim minority, Ian.
I hope you're right about that. Thank you for the call, Abel. I appreciate hearing from you. I hope Abel's right, that it's a slim minority. That's not been my experience, and certainly there's plenty of people that love what Chris Cantwell says. The reason why Chris Cantwell's website is popular is because he says the things that people think. More coming up.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from paidathome.com, met a new client for breakfast, worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks, and called it a day. From the new Mercedes paidathome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit paidathome.com. Paidathome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here. Via the Pro XPN toll free lines. 855-450-FREE is the SACLs. Oops. The Pro XPN.
It's going to be a while. It's been years.
Yeah, how many years have they been the SACL CAI lines?
I think five, six.
I think five at least.
Yeah.
So, yes, feel free to laugh at me. It will likely encourage me to do it right.
You need to send out a memo to all of the co-hosts.
Yeah, yeah.
For the next time you go on one of these trips and somebody fills in for you.
Yeah. That's a good point. Mark should do that because he's in charge of sales.
I get the impression that both the folks at SACL and the folks at ProXPN, like what we do here on Free Talk Live and understand that, how humans work.
Yes. So 855-450-FREE, the ProXPN toll-free lines. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show, as Abel did a moment ago, via Skype username lrn.fm. Now, Abel had brought up this statement that I briefly made earlier in the hour about the violent wing of the Liberty Movement. And I'm glad he gave me the opportunity to, I guess, better explain myself there. What I didn't mean by that was that I didn't mean that there were a bunch of people out there being violent.
Or that everybody who carries a gun on their hip is violent.
Yeah, I didn't even mention guns, actually, in my statement at all.
And I
was
think
just talking about...
But I think that the open carry folks really kind of worry that, when libertarians are called violent, the open carry folks, rightfully, are worried that they will be some of the first targeted. And I think that that's much as true.
Yeah, so what I wasn't even talking about guns. I was just talking about there's a certain group of people who, let's just say, fetishize and fantasize about the idea of getting violent with the state. So somebody like Chris Cantwell, who I personally like.
He's a nice guy. Chris, very funny.
He's nice as long as he's nice to you. He can be a real a-hole if he wants to be an a-hole to
you. I haven't seen that.
Right. He's nice to me. And so I enjoy Chris's company, but I understand completely why someone would want to disassociate from this man. He can be very, very distasteful. And the things that he's advocating, well, he kind of dances around coming right out and advocating, killing cops and things like that.
Or government workers, but he does it so often.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like
it's
this
his stick.
It's not like it's just one time. He's found that he gets a lot of traffic to his website by talking about this kind of thing. And
because there are a lot of people who think these things. Abel wants it to sound like a small sliver of the movement. And I don't believe that's true, because I know that I used to be one of these violent, fetishizing fantasizers.
I grind my teeth all the time over news stories. I know what I think. I know what I, when I'm by myself, I know what I can yell at the top of my lungs at the sky.
And I know it's wrong now, and I know that I don't want to be that person anymore, and so I don't want to be associated with the ideas of agitating for violence or suggesting that other people do violence or whatever. We can come back to this discussion. We've got Matt on the line in North Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hello, Matt.
Hi there. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I moved my family to northeastern Minnesota from North Dakota a year ago to get away from a lot of the things that are going on in that state right now.
Really? Like what?
Yeah. Well, as a lot of people know, there's a big oil boom out there.
Yep.
And its population is absolutely exploding. The other thing that's exploding out there is the type, you know, there's a lot of really bad types of people coming into that area. Violent.
You mean like the racists that we were talking about earlier?
Exactly. There's a lot of those. There's the violent crime has gone up by like 350% in areas. It's absolutely obnoxious. There are very short of police officers because the police officers can't afford to live out there anymore. Because housing has become so obnoxiously expensive. Whereas, you know, 5 years ago you could rent a one-bedroom apartment for like $500. Now it's close to $2,000.
Yeah. I mean, wow. And that's because of the oil boom?
Right. Those people have to have places
now
to live.
There's the MS-13 cartel-backed gang is out there. I mean,
what are they doing?
You know, the last drugs, prostitution, racketeering, you name it. They're in control of all kinds of things. In the last year that me and my family lived out there, I can't count the number of times that I heard gunshots from my house. And this is in a small town in western North Dakota that you don't think that those type of things are going to happen.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't there some gun freedom in North Dakota? I mean, I would think that...
I hear gunshots out of my house every Friday and Saturday night.
I don't know if that's necessarily a scary thing. I mean, a lot of times if you're out in the woods, gunshots are an indicator that you're more safe.
When somebody steps outside of their apartment building and rattles off 27 rounds out of an AK-47, that's a little bit different.
Disturbing.
Yeah, that's definitely different. Yeah. Well, Matt, thanks for your call and the perspective. Anything else you want to share on the difference between North Minnesota and North Dakota?
Well, I'm also a libertarian. And yeah, on that side, I like North Dakota better because Minnesota is a much more liberal state. But, you know, as far as the crime and everything, I'd rather be up here and have my family safe.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate your call.
There's always New Hampshire where the crime rate's among the lowest in the nation.
Yep, that's true. Thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. And the reason why we moved here is the Free State Project, which is to move as many liberty-loving people here to New Hampshire as possible. Many of those people are really, you know, they like guns and they like the idea of self-defense. And I'm not talking about people that are willing to defend themselves or their families against, you know, private criminals. I'm talking about the people who are out there agitating for violence against the state, who are out there with every blog post or every so often putting it out there that this is what they think is going to happen, that inevitably, and another thing that Chris Cantwell has said is that he believes that it will. Yeah, that it will come down to killing the state agents. And this is a prediction.
I mean, I don't know what that means.
Well, it's creating a reality for yourself. I think that that's what those people think about. So for them, that's very real. Like to me, I think that we can have liberty without a shot being fired. I think that we can have liberty through intellectual means, through changing the hearts and minds of our friends and neighbors. And somebody like a Chris Cantwell would say, well, sure, if we can do it that way, that'd be great. But in the meantime, I'm going to arm up and, you know, be ready to blow some ass up.
But being armed has nothing to do with it. It's that... I mean, you know, every time when you write, there's this line dancing about how you would shoot the mailman, but it's just kind of inefficient to do that. You know, it's a waste of bullets to shoot the mailman. It doesn't say that shooting the mailman is wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
that's,
some guy who's delivering letters.
And he's a human being who has, you know, family and friends and feelings and... You know, so there's this fetishizing that goes on. Somebody posted on Facebook a link to a movie called Gray State. And somebody had called previously at Free Talk Live, I think, I don't know, a year or two ago, to show us, hey, have you guys seen the trailer to Gray State? And I hadn't seen the trailer, so I went and I watched it. And basically, it's a libertarian violent fetishizing movie where they fetishize violence against the state. Where libertarians who've been thinking forever about how they would destroy the state with violence have now created a movie about how this, they would destroy or fight against the state with violence.
And that's great, because you can have action. I mean, violence is great for movies and storytelling.
You have to have conflict for storytelling.
And you got to have conflict, and it's good for that. And look, there'll be a revolution, but what does that mean? Is revolutions occur in people's minds? Do they occur in society?
Well, that's why it's not good to me, Mark, because to me, this propagates these ideas. So I don't consider it good at all. What I consider good is having a mental, coming to the conclusion mentally that violence is not the answer to the state, that violence is going to create more of the state, that violence is going to create more violence, and that the only way you can get to peace, if that's actually your goal, is through peace.
If someone tried to make sort of a futuristic Gandhi-type movie, it would not go over well.
Gandhi, you know, although a...
Nonviolent. There's not a lot of, you know, real, you know, on-screen action to be seen.
No, I saw Gandhi, and Gandhi's people got beat pretty good.
No, I'm saying a future, like, you know, set in the future, but still the same sort of, let's educate people. There's not action in education.
Yeah. So I think I don't support the violence fetishizing. I don't think it's a good thing at all. I think that wing of this movement is, it's understandable why they exist. I can empathize with them. I used to think the way that they do, but I don't think it's appropriate to be coming from those perspectives. And we're going to talk a lot about that actually at Keenvention coming up here this weekend on Sunday. We've got the Peace Roundtable, which will feature Chris Cantwell as well as myself and Derek J. I know you'll be attending as well, Daryl.
Yes.
We're coming up Free Talk Live.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.